hitters hit the ball on the button.
Here's Tyler Schrader. This four consecutive left-handed hitters after Ferre let it off. And the pitch two, Tyler Schrader's a strike called 0-1. One out, two on for Farming here in the first. This for the number one and number two seeds. The winner gets number one. Loser, the number two. Here's a ground ball to second. Hupfer has it go right through his legs. And an error on Sam Hupfer. Isaac Nettis scored, and it's 1-0 Farming.
Oh, wow. Tough start here for the Lakers in this game.
That'll go as an error on Hupfer at second. And here's Brad Mergen. Navratil pulls into second. Schrader at first, and Brad Mergen up at the plate. He is the DH batting for the catcher, Austin Arsenault. And the pitch to Mergen is a strike, and 0-1. Yet Cody Ferre is not here today. So Zach Colt has caught the first game, and Arsenault will catch the second. Pitch outside a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two on and one out. Jason Campson's pitch. There's a swing and a miss. Strike two.
A little off speed here by Jason. Now I think after the first couple hitters took that fastball and gave it a pretty good ride, he's going to change speeds a little bit on these hitters.
Ball and two strikes. The pitch from Campson. Here's a shot up the middle, and Hupfer able to knock it down, throw to Quade, who's covering second, and they get a force out of Tyler Schrader. Now that was a nice play by Sam Hupfer.
Gotcha. Made up for that guy. He got him anyhow, the one that he made the error on, but still puts runners on first and third.
So on to third goes Ethan Navratil. At first, Brad Mergen. Schrader forced out, 4-6.
Definitely saved a run.
And at the plate, it's Nick Mergen. First pitch to Nick, a ball 1-0.
That goes through. Navratil will score on that in the base hit.
1-0 the count, Campson's pitch. Breaking ball, 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. Nick Mergen, right-handed hitter. And the pitch from Campson, that's low and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Jason Campson working from the stretch. And his pitch, there's a strike called and 3-1. On deck, actually, it'll be Zach Coltis. He is catching. He's got those shin pads on. So Austin Arsenault out in center field. He's being DH for today. Fouled at the plate by Nick Mergen. And the count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Curveball, Mergen skies this one to second. Hupfer back on the grass, makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the first inning for the Farming Flames. They score one run on two hits. There was an error and two left on base. We have played one inning. It's Farming, one half inning, Farming one. Lake Henry coming to bat. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is excited to launch our all-new vehicle delivery program. Hi everyone, it's Colin, and we want to make shopping for your next new or pre-owned vehicle easy. We understand that finding time to shop for your next vehicle purchase can be challenging, and that's why we want to make sure we cater to all of our customers' needs. Call us today to see if you're eligible to have your next new ride dropped off of your front door. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free five-state delivery. Just off I-84 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Region Baseball this afternoon brought to you by Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC, right here in Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating over by Belgrade, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in the Munich Sock Center in Long Prairie, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Central Minnesota Insurance over in Painesville, Shady's Bar and Grill in Munich, and Grove Mutual Insurance. They bring us baseball this afternoon. Shane Campson stepping into the box, facing the right-hander, Taylor Furay. And the pitch, too. Shane is outside a ball, 1-0 from Furay. It'll be Campson, Josh Campson, and Matt Quaid for the Lakers. Campson will take a ball outside, and 2-0. So Furay keeping it outside early on against Shane Campson. And Furay kicks and delivers. That pitch is high and 3-0.
Don't know if Farming is getting a little thin on pitching here right now.
There's a strike and 3-1. Three balls, one strike.
Sure, who else all throws for that?
Well, they have Dylan Ponick in their dugout yet. Dylan can throw for him. And the pitch, 3-1. There's a strike called, and 3-2. Taylor Furay did throw a lot for the Albany Huskies in high school and actually has had spot appearances for Farming during the regular season. Here's a shot to second. Gobbling it up is Nick Mergen and throws to first. Out at first, 4-3. Nice so we've play. Seen Nick Mergen play left on. We've seen him play third, and now he's at second and makes a beautiful play at second.
Base hit written all over it till Nick got in front of it. Nice diving snap by Nick Mergen over at second base.
That'll bring Josh Campson to the plate. Josh choking up on that bat a little bit. I think he's just more comfortable doing that. He gets bat speed.
I think so, too.
Pitches low and inside, ball one. We saw him do that on Friday night up in Farming. Campson will take a strike called and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Looks like Lake Henry's taking a little bit of a different approach here with the hitters.
One ball, one strike.
A little more patient.
Pitches outside and 2-1. Now, as we were mentioning in our pregame, these two teams played on Friday night in a winner's bracket game. That ball game was 10-7 in favor of Lake Henry. Mm-hmm. There's a strike called, and now 2-2. There was a pile of errors, though, in that game, 11 total errors in that ball game. And both teams used multiple pitchers. Furay's 2-2 pitch to Campson. Just high, and the count full 3-2.
Josh Campson has a pretty good tournament going here, 4-for-12 with a sacrifice fly, a couple runs.
The 3-2 pitch coming to Josh Campson, and he laces it to left field, a single. So, one out single for Campson.
See that curveball coming, didn't he, Josh? He just was going to go after it, and he just hung back with his weight and got in time with that curveball and just kind of lifted it between shortstop and third baseman, just over their reach.
That'll bring Matt Quaid to the plate.
Matt Quaid 1-for-12 in the tournament so far. Intentional walk.
Furay's pitch high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Gorgeous day. We got a light breeze that's blowing from right to left. Coming through the press box nice here, keeping us cool.
Beautiful. Yes. Might have to stay here, stay so nice like this.
Just pay rent. There's a strike call to Quaid and the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Quaid ready at the plate. And swings and drives it to left field. Coming hard is Will Mergen. He'll make the catch for the second out.
Kind of gulped that one, didn't he?
He did.
Outside pitch, kind of gulped it up in the air. to the left fielder.
Jason Campson to the plate. Jason had a big night on Friday night, had a couple home runs in that ball game Friday night up at Farming. It's kind of seemed like kind of a different tournament for Lake Henry because they played two Friday night games and two Sunday games. As that's going to hit Jason Campson,
yes.
And he'll go to first.
Kind
so
of a nice mix, isn't it?
It is, but it's like almost.
Are we in?
Were we there or not? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
So well, it's working out for him.
It is working out for him. Campson goes to first. Farming has the lead, 1-0. Here in the bottom of the first, at the plate, Nick Dingman. Nick's had a good tournament for Lake Henry, and he takes a pitch for a strike, and 0-1.
Yeah, Nick Dingman, 4-for-12. He was hit by a pitch. Scored four runs.
Runners at first and second. Josh Campson over at second. Jason at first, two outs. Pitches a ball, and 1-1 to Nick Dingman. One ball, one strike. Taylor Foray delivers, and Dingman drives it to center field. Coming hard, Arsenault makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Lake Henry in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. We played one. It's Farming 1, Lake Henry nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
At Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual, we know the value of working together and believe that hard work pays off. We wish all the area teams the best of luck in this year's Region 15C playoffs. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa in Belgrade for all of your insurance needs.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Region Baseball on KASM brought to you by Myergrove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, Stony Creek Dairy, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa in Belgrade, Albany Family Dentistry, Numinic Meats, Dairyland Supply, and Ecker Feed Service. Zach Coltis will lead off the second for the Farming Flames. Zach with a double in their first game today and takes Jason Campson's pitch for a strike and 0-1. 0-1 the count. Campson deals, swing and a miss by Coltis in strike two. Twins losing 3-1 in the fourth to Cleveland. They have a one-game lead on the Indians. The pitch to Coltis is high for a ball and 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Jason Campson kicks and delivers, and Coltis takes it the other way down the left field line. Dingman dives, and he can't come up with it. It's a fair ball. Coltis digging for two. This is going to be a close play, and he is out.
Got him.
Zach Coltis was kind of trotting, it looked like, to second base.
Yeah, he wasn't moving real quick around first base. I think he was a little hesitant on what he should have done.
So a base hit for Coltis, but the putout 7-6. Four, and Coltis is out.
Good effort on Nick Dingman's part out there. I thought I think he had it in his glove till he hit the ground or trapped it.
One out, strike call to Aaron Eink, and 0-1. Campson kicks and delivers. The pitch is high for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. There's a breaking ball. Strike two to Aaron Eink. One ball, two strikes. And a swing and a miss. Hank is out on strikes. Two outs for the Flames. And here's number nine hitter, Will Mergen.
Jason trying to set these guys up with his curveball to start him with here in their early at-bats. And blows that fastball by him.
Will Mergen will foul it back and out of play in the count 0-1.
Just as I say that, he starts him with a fastball. But he's mixing it up well here.
Pitch a little bit low inside to Will Mergen, and the count 1-1. 1-1. Jason Campson delivers, and Mergen takes it the other way to right center field. Aaron Savelko coming hard, will dive, and oh! Plants his knee like he was going to slide, and boy, he did a somersault after he caught it. And he looks all right, but a big divot out there in left or right center field that'll end the second for Farming. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We have played one and a half. It's 1-0 Farming over Lake Henry. We're back in a minute.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
One run, three hits, no errors for Farming, no runs, a hit, and one error for Lake Henry. As we head to the bottom of the second inning, Carter Wessel will lead it off. Facing Taylor Foray. This is a seeding game for the number one and number two seeds. We saw earlier in Region 11C, it was Foley over Watkins today, 6-5, 6-5. So Watkins is the number three seed. Foley plays Sartell now for that number one and two. So Colts bring the number four, Watkins the number three, and Foley and Sartell battling for one and two. Wessel falls it back and out of play in the count 0-1.
Carter Wessel, 3-for-11 in the tournament, three games here so far.
There's a shot down that left field line. That'll bounce into the parking lot. And the count 0-2 to Carter Wessel. It'll be Wessel, Grant Ludwig, and Aaron Savelko in the second.
As a team, Lake Henry, 228 in the three games that they've played so far in the tournament.
Chop foul down the first baseline, and it will stay foul. The count stays at 0-2. We keep mentioning this, but I think it's important, too, that the state tournament held in Maple Lake, Delano, and Dassel this year, and none of the brackets are scheduled to come out till later tonight, if that, or early tomorrow morning. Here's a ground ball to second. Nick Mergen has it over to first, 4-3 in the putout of Wessel. So if you're looking where your favorite team is going to play, the state board is taking all these seeds this afternoon and putting them into brackets. And we won't know where our teams are playing until, like I said, later tonight or early tomorrow. Grant Ludwig at the plate.
Grant off to a little slow start at the plate this regional tournament, 1-for-11. But if he gets hot, he gets hot quickly, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He's been pretty good, though, in relief.
Yes, he has.
Good relief pitcher for Lake Henry so far. There's a strike call to Grant, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. For a pitch, that bounces away in the count 2-1. He's got that good flow going, though, that sticks out the back of his helmet, Don.
Oh, he does.
That was you back in the 70s. I did see pictures of you.
Yeah, we did have that.
Yes, we did. Pitches high and 3-1.
Love it.
Yep. Three balls, one strike. Well, that's what Mary was attracted. That's why she liked you. She liked that flow. Yeah. There's a strike and 3-2.
Coach's got a big grin on his face over there again. He must have heard you.
3-2 the count. Ludwig late on the swing, and he strikes out. So two outs and Aaron Savelko.
Trouble is to try to get them like that nowadays, huh? It's not quite there no more.
No. And it just doesn't match with the top anymore.
No.
Here's Aaron Savelko, the lefty. And Aaron pops this one up over at third. At short now, Isaac Nett calls for it, makes the catch on the check swing by Savelko, and that'll do it for Lake Henry. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Two in our books, Farming 1, Lake Henry nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see their local agents. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part of the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-34
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Taylor Ferreira will lead off the third inning for the Farming Flames, and the pitch, a strike called, 0-1 to Taylor. Ferreira drives it to center field right at Savelko, and Aaron's got his number. That's a couple fly ball outs by Taylor Ferreira right to the center fielder.
He came in, Aaron did, for a little bit, and he put the brakes on right
now. Yes, he did. And here's Isaac Nett at the plate. Pitch to Isaac, a ball high and 1-0. Isaac 1-for-1 today. Ethan Navratil on deck. And the pitch outside, and the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And Nett drives this one to right center field. Nobody's going to get this one as it bounces off the fence. Isaac Nett continues hot hitting and into second with a stand-up double. Wow. Isaac still hitting in the 600s.
Standing ovation for Coach up here.
Yep. It only took him like two games to get it right, right? Pronouncing Ethan's last name. It's a tough name.
It is a tough name.
Yeah, yep.
I remember him trying to pronounce Savelko.
Right. One ball, no strikes. Here's Navratil. Ground ball to Hupfer at second. Sam up with it over to first. Nett goes to third. And there are two outs. 4-3 on the putout.
Now batting first base, number 32, Tyler Schrader.
Tyler Schrader on the day.
We find that out when we go to state tournaments, Randy, don't we, when they play different teams? Some of the names, right?
Yep.
Pretty tricky, aren't they?
They are very tricky. It's not easy anymore.
No. Go out and you get some pronunciations. And
Tyler Schrader, a check swing. They didn't ask for an appeal on it, and I think they're going to rule it a ball. big breaking ball there by Jason Campson. Net it to third with two outs. And the pitch to Tyler Schrader, a strike and 1-1. One ball, one strike. It's Lake Henry and Farming in our 1-2 seed game. Pitches high to Tyler Schrader and 2-1. What was Lake Henry, a 3 seed? Farming a 4 seed?
Farming was a 4 seed, yes. Lake Henry, yes, they were at 3.
Pitch low to Tyler Schrader and 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike. Both out of the Stearns County South. Pitch a strike called, and the count full at 3-2. New Munich will represent the Stearns County North. They're the number 3 seed. They kick the pitch. There's ball 4. That's high to Schrader, and he'll walk, putting runners at first and third with two outs. And Brad Mergen to the plate. Brad Mergen bounced into a fielder's choice in his only at-bat today. Shane Campson, he's calling out the instructions behind home plate here. Mergen drives this one to left center field. That's hit a long ways. Dingman looking up. It's off the fence. One run has scored. Schrader's got the windmill on for Tyler Schrader. Throw to the plate and out. Schrader comes up with a jammed shoulder as he is rolling in pain at the plate, but he is out on the tag. Farming scores one, and that ends the third inning here for Farming. They score one run on two hits. There were no errors and one left on base. We have played 2.5. It's Farming 2 and Lake Henry nothing. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. Your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming and Richmond baseball fields, two of our satisfied customers, and the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competitive pricing and services from a local refuse and recycling service company, West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today at 1-800-246-7630.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, we're back to Richmond as Tyler Schrader is helped off by the rescue personnel here. Looks like, Don, a shoulder, either a dislocated left shoulder, because that left...
Yeah, he was hanging it pretty low as he was walking off the field here, and I don't know if he jammed it into dirt as he was trying to slide or... he's pushing it against the wall over there. I don't care to watch that. Yeah. But
So the throw was to the plate from the left fielder Dingman to Quaid, and Quaid came home, and I guess the discussion between Dale Schrader and the umpire was Shane Campson blocking the plate, but Schrader slid in with that opportunity to score it head first.
So I don't know really what he hit. I don't think he hit the catcher. I think he actually jammed it in the dirt.
Just
as he
throwing
was
his shoulder down, yeah.
I think he tried to get around that tag on the outside and kind of looked like he maybe jammed, got caught in that dirt. And
exactly.
So we're going to have a substitute here for Taylor Schrader. Adam Winkles will take over at first base here.
So Adam Winkles going to go to first base. He's coming into the game. And Adam Yeager will bat for Lake Henry. Farming did score a run on that play, though. They lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the third inning.
Adam Yeager, I think this is his first at bat here in the tournament.
And Yeager takes low for a ball, 1-0. He was DH'd for in one of these games.
I believe Friday night.
One ball, no strikes. And Yeager, ground ball foul down the third baseline, and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
That's tough on a young man like Taylor Schrader. Hamper him the rest of the tournament here.
Yeager, ground ball to deep short. Net up with it on the run. Throws to first and should be in time. Nice play by Isaac Net. Good stretch by Adam Winkles, who's come in to play first base. And 6-3 in the put-up.
Adam Yeager flies down that line like the wind, doesn't he?
Yep, and shortstop, not a new position for Isaac. He played a lot of shortstop in all those years coming up. Played it at the high school level, too, this year. Here's Shane Campson with one out, nobody on.
Taylor Schrader in the dugout, a big ice pack on his shoulder right now.
Pitch two, Shane, is a ball high, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Another pitch there is a strike called, and one ball, one strike. Yeah, great crowd, of course, they're enjoying this beautiful weather today. And that pitch going to hit Shane Campson. I'm sorry to laugh here, but hit him in the foot. And Shane held his ground. I think he was hoping it didn't hurt that bad, but it did.
I think it did.
It dropped him. And that...
it's just it's a dead thud, you know. Your foot is planted into that dirt, back foot like that, and that's just a dead stop with a baseball.
But he spun around and dropped. And
yes.
So there is a base runner with one out and one on.
So it does get important here if you come out of here as a number one seed. If you do have some banged up players, you will get an extra week break here.
Here's a pop-up by Josh Campson. That's falling out of play. Josh has the only hit so far for Lake Henry. Oh and one the count to Josh Campson. Throw to first, and Shane Campson back safely. One out, one on. Perez pitch. Right down the middle, strike two, 0-2. Talked to Ethan Navratil a little bit between games, and he said that they would have a football scrimmage on that second weekend if Farming were to be the number one seed. Here's the pitch, going on the play, Shane Campson. Throw to second. Mergen scoops it and tags out Shane Campson.
Nice play by Nick Mergen over there.
Nick Mergen, all he had to do at the end was show the umpire the ball, and right there to put the tag on him.
Tough play to make, but he made it. Good job by Nick.
2-4 on the throw out.
Got a good catcher back there with Zach Holt. He's got a good arm from the catching position.
Josh Campson at the plate. The count, one ball, two strikes.
Kind of a short hop, wasn't it?
It was, yep.
With the runner coming?
Some catchers, Don, like to throw it off the grass and get that little bit of a skip.
Actually, you get a little more speed off the ball, don't you? Just get that one-hop skip off of
it. Sure. There. Here's the pitch to Campson. That's outside and 2-2. But that one actually hit the dirt, and Mergen able to come up with it and tag out Shane Campson. Campson will chase that high fastball or changeup. I don't know what that was from Taylor, but followed to the backstop in the count yet at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Taylor Foray delivers high, and the count full at 3-2. Now, Taylor's thrown a lot of pitches already here in the first three innings. He went 3-2 to the first two batters of the ball game to Campson and Campson, and he's had two other 3-2 counts, and this one is fouled back and out of play by Josh Campson. And the count stays full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. For his pitch, low ball four, and Josh Campson, you got to give him credit. He worked that count.
I bet you he did. Josh was had a good eye at the plate and a good stick. That's what makes him a good hitter, Randy.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Better bring Matt Quaid to the plate. Matt Quaid in his only at-bat, a fly ball to left field. And the fastball from Taylor Foray, a strike, and 0-1. Ball, it's one strike. Josh Campson with the lead at first. The pitch. Outside a ball and a 1-1. One ball, one strike. Quaid, the number three hitter, Jason Campson on deck. And a ground ball foul by Matt Quaid in the count at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Taylor Foray ready again on the mound. His pitch, a swing and a miss. Quaid is out on strikes. That'll end the Laker third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played three, Farming two, Lake Henry nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KSM.
Delivering a crystal clear TV picture, reliable phone service, and unparalleled internet speeds wouldn't be possible without you. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we are grateful for you, our customer, for choosing us as your service provider. As a member of the co-op, the investment you make through subscribing to our technology services makes a bigger impact in our local community than getting your service through a big box provider. People like you make it happen and make our community strong. Thanks for your patronage. Albany Mutual Telephone, technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
Fabrell has been serving the area for 50 years with quality steel roofing and siding panels and more. Fabrell and Kramer Lumber and Melrose partner together to offer you superior service and an industry-leading product line. Fabrell comes in a variety of colors and profiles to fit your needs for commercial, residential, or agriculture building needs. Kramer Lumber supplies a wide variety of Fabrell products, including steel and aluminum panels for siding and roofing, trim, and other important accessories. Kramer Lumber, offering quality building since 1958. For all your building needs, make Kramer Lumber and Melrose your stop.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Nick Bergen, Zach Coltis, and Aaron Ike facing Jason Campson here in the fourth inning, a 2-0 Farming lead. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Farming. No runs, one hit, and one error for Lake Henry. The pitch, a strike called, and 0-2 now to Nick Mergen. Nick's had some great plays in the field in both games today. And the pitch high to Mergen, and the count, one ball, two strikes. We've got a great crowd on hand for this ball game. Mergen lofts it to left field. Dingman comes in a few steps, makes the catch for the out.
There you go. That's the first time I've seen an outfielder actually make a catch with two hands in a long time. I'd like to see it.
Yes, indeed. Here's Zach Coltis. Zach, one for one. Base hit and his only at bat.
This guy's impressive at the plate, Zach is. He's hits the ball.
Got a
well.
nice smooth swing. Like his swing, and it's fouled,
yes,
back and out of play.
Hits with some power too.
Count 0-1. No balls, one strike. Preliminary report on Tyler Schrader is he's got a dislocated shoulder, left shoulder. 0-1. Coltis will take a strike, and now 0-2.
Could see, yeah, Zach Coltis, as that went by, he goes, ah, that was a good pitch.
0-2 the count. Upstairs with that pitch, and now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Looks like some Advil headed to the dugout. And the pitch high, 2-2.
I must be getting used to you. I didn't take anything today.
You didn't. No, I'm proud of you. Two balls, two strikes.
Mary's carrying it with, though.
And Colt is out in front of the breaking ball. He's out on strikes. Nice pitch by Jason Campson.
Yes, it was.
That'll be his second strikeout so far today. And with two outs, here's Aaron Enck. Aaron, the other strikeout. Campson delivers high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Another pitch high and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Jason Campson delivers. There's a breaking ball that's a little bit high and 2-1. Two balls, one strike, the count. And actually, that was ball four. So
it's been three before that.
Yeah, a four-pitch walk. Four-pitch walk to Aaron Eich. So with two outs, number nine hitter Will Mergen comes to the plate. And Jason Campson delivers. A ball low, 1-0. One oh the count. Ooh, and that's going to get Will Mergen in the back. And it'll put runners at first and second. The ticket counting crew has arrived. Bob and Randy. As Taylor Foray swings and misses strike one.
Secret ballot.
Randy Shaneberg, our region commissioner, and Bob Mueller.
I think they're working for you today, aren't they?
Well, yeah.
Kind of in a hurry with this.
I don't know. We've got to give Bob Mueller a title. It could be like administrator of ticket services or something like that. Here's a base hit by Taylor Foray to right. It scores Aaron Eich, and on to third goes Will Mergen. And it's 3-0 Farming. As the Flames gathering two out hits. Wow.
Piece of hitting again by.
So a walk, a hit batter, and now a single by Taylor Foray. And you got the tournament's hottest hitter at the plate, Isaac Nett, with runners at first and third.
His average just keeps going up, doesn't it?
And Nett will take a strike in 0-1. The ball's one strike. Nett hitting over 600.
What is he today, did you say, Randy?
Isaac so far today, 2-for-2. Fouls it off at the plate, and he's down in the count at 0-2. Will Mergen at third, Taylor Foray at first. We'll see if Taylor Foray maybe is off here. And now Isaac Nett will step out. I mean, if you try to move Foray, you still got Nett leading off the next inning. If...
got a guy at third base here. I think I'd let Nett hit here. Hot hitter. Try that run in.
0-2. Jason Campson delivers. Nett fouls this one back and over our heads. And the count stays 0-2. Jason Campson working up a little bit of a sweat on the mound here this afternoon. Farming has scored single runs in the first, third, and here in the fourth. Foray goes. Nett a check swing. And did he go? No, says the base umpire on the appeal. Shane Campson had already put the tag on Isaac Nett, and it's ruled a ball, 1-2.
Oh, Randy, I kind of think he probably did on that one.
He definitely turned the whole body.
His whole body, yes, it did.
One ball, two strikes, two outs, second and third. Those runners, Campson's going to work from the windup now on 1-2. The kick, the pitch, high ball two.
He's got a good eye at the plate.
Yes, he does. Two balls, two strikes. 3-0 Farming. Jason Campson kicks, delivers, and Nett takes high ball three. And the count is full at 3-2. The pitch from Campson. Nett drives it to left center field, a base hit. It's going to score two, and Farming lead 5-0. 3-for-3 for Isaac Nett.
What a good piece of hitting again. He doesn't try to pull the ball, do anything with it unnecessarily. He just goes with it.
This is going to draw a visit to the mound by Keith Leaser here in the inning.
They're hitting Jason Campson all over the place here, aren't they?
They are.
Putting the stick, bat on the ball hard.
And I don't think Campson has the velocity that we saw maybe a week ago Friday.
No, he's not throwing his fastball near with the intensity that he had that Friday night, him and when he went against Ethan. 632 Isaac is hitting right now, 12 for 19.
632 including the last hit. Yes, unbelievable. That is in five different ball games, so you're facing a lot of different pitchers in five games.
That's when you're in tone with the pitchers, aren't you?
Good pitch. And here comes the third baseman. And Ethan Navratil drives it foul down the first baseline. And 0-1 to Ethan Navratil. Two outs, one on. Three runs in for Farming in the fourth. Jason Campson works from that stretch again, and his pitch to Ethan is outside a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Isaac Nett takes that three-step lead over at first. Here's a ground ball past Wessel into right field, a base hit. Nett will hold on at second base. And another hit for that top of the order for Farming.
I was surprised Isaac didn't go to third on that one.
I was too. If he didn't pick up Dale Schrader in time.
Well, I don't know. Adam Yeager charged that really well, but I don't think Adam's got quite the arm. I don't know. I think Isaac would have made it a close play at third.
And now in for Schrader, it's Adam Winkles. And Winkle swings and misses strike one. So Adam Winkle's his first at bat. And the pitch from Campson, that's low for a ball. And 1-1. Winkle's the eighth man to bat here in the fourth. No activity in the Lake Henry bullpen as Winkle's will foul this. Back and out of play. And the count at 1-2 to Adam Winkles.
I think they usually change pitchers within who's playing out here, don't they?
They do.
Grant Ludwig, Aaron Savelko's playing center.
Carter Wessel. Here's a chop foul Carter Wessel threw on Friday night, along with, was it Grant Ludwig?
Yes.
So those two through Friday night. There's a foul at the plate by Winkle, so 1-2.
Sam Hupford has a little throwing for him also.
You are correct. And Winkles takes a ball high. And the count 2-2 to Adam. Two balls, two strikes. Curveball just a little bit high, and the count full at 3-2.
Good curveball by Jason.
Yes, it is. The runners will be off on 3-2. Jason Campson delivers the fastball outside and walking Winkles to load him up for designated hitter Brad Mergen. Five to nothing Farming here in the fourth. Jason Campson kicks, delivers. The pitch is high for a ball, and 1-0.
Jason not finding a plate here. Last hitter, they were pretty close, some of those pitches, but they must have been just off the mark.
There's a strike called, and one ball, one strike.
He's a dangerous hitter here in Brad Mergen if you have to come with one down the middle.
Brad had a base hit in his last at bat. He's 1-for-2 in this game. Pitch outside, and he's got a good eye, too. 2-1.
He does.
Two balls, one strike to Brad Mergen. Jason Campson's pitch is high and 3-1. And the right-hander is laboring now on the mound.
Find that release point, Kenny.
3-1. The kick, the pitch, and Mergen will follow this one back and out of play. That goes right by the mess hall. And the count full. It could be a messy situation. That's right. The count full, 3-2. There they go, the runners, and a swing and a miss. Mergen's out on strikes, and that'll end the farming fourth inning. Big inning for the Flames. They score 3 runs here in the inning on 3 hits. There were no errors and 3 left on base. We played 3.5. It's farming 5, Lake Henry nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer, backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Jason Campson leads off the fourth inning for the Lake Henry Lakers. Taylor Ferre has got a few more runs to work with here. 5-0 farming, bottom of 4.
Little action in the Lake Henry bullpen. Grant Ludwig is starting to loosen up a little bit over there.
The brains of the operation, Bob, Randy, and Kurt, are counting tickets right now, so we'll know our attendance here shortly. Boy, that's like a three-headed monster back there, isn't it? And the pitch, a strike to Jason Campson in 2-1. Lake Henry with just the one hit so far. Josh Campson has that off of Taylor Ferre. Pitch high to Jason, and the count 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike.
Taylor Ferre, you don't want to give any free passes here now with a good lead.
Campson, a ground ball to short. Isaac Nett gobbles it up over to first. 6-3 on the put out of Jason Campson.
Isaac looks smooth over there, doesn't he?
He does.
Some good shortstops in this tournament, some good catchers, good pitching going on, good hitting. Some of these guys are just having a fantastic tournament.
Have seen some highlight reel catches and plays. Seen collisions.
We've seen collisions.
Here's Nick Dingman at the plate. Nick, a ground ball to first. Winkles on the backhand will flip to Ferre covering, and textbook style there. Adam Winkles makes a great play with that underhand flip. And Ferre does a good job getting there.
That's his job, you know, and he knows how to do it. So that's a good move on Taylor Ferre. Watched a little baseball in his life, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. That'll bring Carter Wessel to the plate. Carter 0-for-1 today. Ground ball to second and takes a strike in 0-1. No balls, 1 strike. Taylor Ferre taking some time, and now Carter Wessel calls for time. Don't know what the confusion there was that it took that long, but Coltis was going through some signs that Ferre probably didn't care for.
Probably didn't have that in his repertoire.
Pitch is low for a ball and 1-1.
Did you catch that word?
I can't even spell that. I'm not a real good speller to begin with.
All I know is I know what it means, but I can't spell it either.
It's almost like arsenal. In your arsenal. Do you know how to spell arsenal? Yeah.
Yeah, probably do.
You'd get close. Two balls, one strike to Carter Wessel. Pitches high and 3-1. 3-1 the count to Wessel. Taylor Ferre has hit one man, actually hit two. Hit two so far and walked one. And Wessel will take a strike there in the count full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch on the way. Wessel, line drive, back to Ferreira, takes his glove off. Taylor throws to first, and he gets him. Wow. Ferreira shaking his hand as he comes off the field. That was on his glove hand. 1-3 on the putout of Carter Wessel, and that'll end the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played four. It's 5-0. Farming in front of Lake Henry. We're back in a minute.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better. New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They appreciate your business and thank you. Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance, your local company for home and farm insurance.